Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Philippians chapter 1. We'll read the second half of verse 18 through verse 27. This is the Apostle Paul writing by inspiration from God, and he says, "Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, because I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the support of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. This matches my earnest expectation and hope that I will in no way be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, so even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Yes, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I am going on living in the flesh, that will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet which should I prefer? I do not know. I am pulled in two directions, because I have the desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for your sake that I remain in the flesh. And since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. And so by my coming to you again, my goal is to give you even more reason to boast in Christ Jesus. Just conduct yourselves in a way that is worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or am absent, I may hear about you that you are standing firm in one spirit, contending together with one soul for the faith of the gospel." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Apple pie or cherry pie? Mountains or the ocean? Chocolate or caramel? Or is it caramel? Paper or plastic? Life is full of choices. Some choices are difficult. Some of them not so much. Some choices have deep consequences. Again, others, not so much. So what about the choice between living or dying? Doesn't seem like much of a choice. Doesn't seem very difficult at all. Our human nature, our very powerful self-preservation instinct cries out, "I choose to live." Right? And yet the Apostle Paul in our text tells us that he is torn over the choice between living and dying. He laments in verse 22 and 23, "Yet which should I prefer? I do not know. I am pulled in two directions." It's a good description, and we have to make a choice, a difficult choice. We feel pulled in two directions. What's also surprising is the fact that Paul considers both of these choices, living and dying, to be good, to be advantageous options. So good, in fact, that he has a hard time choosing which one was better. How could he possibly consider both living and dying to be a win-win situation? Well, one word, of course, explains it: Christ. Despite the fact that Paul was in prison when he wrote these words, despite the fact that he was awaiting his upcoming trial in which he didn't really know if he was going to be set free or if he was going to be put to death, he declares in the very first words of our text, "I will continue to rejoice." Paul was confident in Christ, confident in his Holy Spirit, that no matter what the outcome, it would, as he says, turn out for my deliverance, that Christ would be magnified in his body, whether by life or by death. It's pretty clear and obvious that Christ wasn't just a part of Paul's life. Christ was everything to Paul. And Paul exclaims the familiar words, "Yes, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul's words, an attitude that he expresses toward life and death, are an excellent example for every believer in Christ to follow. In life and in death, Christ. In life, Christ. This was true for Paul, and it's true for every believer, because Christ is life. He even says that, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," John 14, verse 6. He is true life, real life. He is the abundant life that he promises his sheep. In Christ, life finds its meaning. It finds its purpose. It finds its fulfillment, satisfaction, and true joy. There is no other thing that can fill that, as some people have called it, the God-shaped hole inside of us, other than Jesus. Because Christ was Paul's life, it changed his perspective on life in both the good times and the bad. And therefore, in Christ, not only was Paul's perspective changed, his entire life was changed. He was able to view his imprisonment in the light of Christ and how he could glorify him, how he could serve him and his church through it. During his imprisonment, Paul, by inspiration, wrote several books in the New Testament. He made good use of his time while he was there in prison by the grace of the Holy Spirit, including writing this letter of Philippians. Even his potential freedom and release from prison, Paul looked forward to in the light of Christ. He saw it as not an opportunity to be selfish and do what he wanted after he got released, but as an opportunity as a free man to serve others, to help strengthen their faith in Christ. So Paul writes in our text, verses 24 through 26, "But it is more necessary for your sake that I remain in the flesh, that is, that I go on living. And since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. And so by my coming to you again, my goal is to give you even more reason to boast in Christ Jesus." Let's now apply this sermon to ourselves. Is Christ your life? Does he mean something to you? Is he part of your life? Or does he mean everything to you? Is he your life? When Christ is our life, our whole perspective on life changes. We see life, both the good times and the bad, the things we expect and the things we do not expect, through the lens of Christ and, of course, his cross, his shed blood, his forgiveness that he won for us. And therefore, in Christ, not only is our perspective changed, but our whole life is changed. We can see sufferings as opportunities to grow closer to Christ, to have our faith strengthened in him, and also to glorify Christ through those difficulties, just like Paul did when he was in prison. We can be confident in the strength that Christ supplies for us through his Holy Spirit, that he will work those sufferings out for our good and for our deliverance, no matter what the outcome will be, just like he did with his apostle Paul. When Christ is our life, our planning, our thinking, our actions, and our focus will be on him. And we will seek first his kingdom, as he says in Matthew chapter 6. Not only does Christ change our perspective on our life itself, it changes our perspective even on death, because he changed what death is for you and me. So even in death, Christ, or as Paul puts it, to die is gain. It's a familiar passage, but think of how glorious, joy-filled that scripture passage is, but it only makes sense in the light of Christ. Because after all, death is the opposite of gain, isn't it? It is loss. It is the greatest of all losses. When a loved one leaves this earth, we do not think of it as gain. Our heart doesn't feel that way. We're sorrowful. We miss them. There is loss. But think of how death is changed in Christ because of his cross. Because Christ defeated death on that cross and rose again, Paul can say to die is gain. Because of Christ's resurrection, death for Paul meant passing from this trouble-filled, sin-soaked life, so polluted with pain and sorrow, to life eternal in heaven with Christ, which Paul rightly says, is far better. Incredibly, amazingly, to die is gain for us as well, because of Christ. We can approach death through the lens of Christ and his cross calmly and fearlessly, like Paul did. We can be ready to go and be with our Savior at any time. We know this. We can be sure of this because of Jesus' death and resurrection, that he has now gained for us life forever in heaven with him. We know this is true also for our loved ones who have died in Christ. We know that death was gained for them, and they are enjoying that eternal life in heaven with Jesus right now too, which is, as Paul says, better by far. In Christ, we gain that peace of knowing we will see Jesus, and we will see those believers who have gone before us in the eternal bliss of heaven in our mansion that's prepared for us by Jesus himself, that his death gained for us. Living or dying? As believers, we can see how that was a difficult choice for Paul. In a sense, it is a difficult choice for us as well, but for good reasons. For the believer in Christ, because of Christ, life and death are truly a win-win. Paul wrote in a scripture reading from Romans chapter 14, "Indeed, if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this reason, he died, rose, and lived, to be the Lord of both the dead and the living." In Christ, our life is fulfilling, joyful service for as long as he has us here on this earth. In Christ, our death is gain when he calls us to be with him forever in heaven, which is better by far. With the support of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, may he move us all to view our life and our death as Paul did, in Christ. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.